Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday night cheer for the week of Parshas Vayigash. We will, as Hashem indeed, read Parshas Vayigash this coming Shabbos, but being that tonight, and tomorrow, of course, is a Tainas Tzibur, Asor B'Teves, I thought that it would be appropriate to speak this evening Menyana de Yoma rather than Menyana de Sidra. We won't talk about Parshas Vayigash, but rather about the Tainas of Asor B'Teves. I entitled this year a unique feature of Asor B'Teves, a unique feature of this particular Tainas Tzibur. We start with the one source in Tanakh which mentions the four fast days. We have four fast days that we observe in conjunction or in connection with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that is Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves, as we'll see in a moment. Yom Kippur, of course, is not in this mix. Yom Kippur is, first of all, Yom Kippur, of course, is in the Torah, and it's got nothing to do with any Avelos. Yom Kippur is not a sad day. It's got nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash in terms of Churban. So Yom Kippur is obviously a separate category. And the Tainus Esther is also a separate category in conjunction with Purim, also not in conjunction with the Churban HaBayis. So these are the four fast days that have to do with the Churban HaBayis. And we have Psukim in Trei Osar, Sefer Zechariah, Paraktes, Psukim Yud Ches and Yud Ches in source number one. Zechariah is told regarding the future. Vahidvar Hashem Tzvokos Elalimor, Komar Hashem Tzvokos Tzomar Vi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shri, Vitzoma Asiri, Yehle Beis Yehuda, L'Sosom, L'Simcha L'Amadim Tovim. There'll come a time when the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the fast of the seventh month, and the fast of the tenth month will be for the Jewish people days of Sosom and Simcha, and Yomim Tovim, and so on in the future. And that's a reference in one pasuk to all four fast days. What does it mean? So Rashi explains there in Zechariah Parakas, Pasuk Yates, source 2, Tzom HaRavi, that means Tzom Shel Tammuz. That's the fast of the month of Tammuz, Shehu Ravi L'Chadoshim, because, of course, our month calculation system begins with Nisan, so Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Okay, so that's the fourth month. Tzom HaRavi is Tzom Shel Tammuz. Rashi says Tzom HaChamishi is Shoav. Tzom HaShvi is Shlosha B'Tishrei. Tishrei is the seventh month, starting Nisan, Shebo Nera Gedalia, Tzom Gedalia. And Tzom HaAsiri is one coming up tonight and tomorrow, is Teves. The Radak as well. Again, there's no debate about this. Radak says in Parakas Pasuk Yates over there in Source 3 in Zechariah, Tzom HaRavi is that Tammuz, Shutzom HaMegolos B'Yud Zayin L'Chodesh Yom Shenivka B'Ho'ir. That's the fast on the 17th of the month. He gives you the date. The Rashi didn't mention the date, and neither does the Pasuk, and that's significant. We'll come back to that shortly. But it's a Shavuos B'Tammuz, Yud Zayin L'Tammuz. Tzom HaChamishi is Ze'ov Shutzom B'Tesbo, right? Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, we'll get the third of Tishrei. And Tzom HaAsir is Asar B'Teves, Shabos Tzomach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. That's when the Babylonian king and the Babylonian army laid the siege on Yerushalayim. And plain and simple, in the Mitzvot of David, there in Zechariah, Parakas, Pasuk Yates, so it's four. Tzom HaRavi is Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, Tzom HaAsir is Asar B'Teves. So there we have these four fast days. But actually, it's very interesting. You take a look in the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Actually, it's in the Tosefta, but we'll quote it from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yud Ches and Bey is an interesting dispute and some interesting auxiliary information about these fast days as derived from this pasuk. This is Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches and Bey, source 5. Tanya. Amr B'Shimon, Arba Dvarim Hayor B'Kiva Dorish V'Ani Ein Dorish Kamos. There are four things to B'Kiva Darsh in a certain way, and I disagree. So Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. So first he explains the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Tzom HaRavi, darshaning this pasuk here in Zechariah, Parakas Pasuk Yates, back in source 1. Tzom HaRavi, the Gemara says, Zet Tisha B'Tammuz, note Tisha B'Tammuz, the ninth of Tammuz, Shabo Huvka Ir, because that's when the city walls were breached. That's when the walls came down and they were able to enter into Yerushalayim. That's on the ninth of Teves Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk. You want to flip and see, I quoted the pasuk later on in source number 7. You take a look at the pasuk. In Yirmiyahu, Perek Nun Beis, Yirmiyahu was a Navi who was alive and an eyewitness at the time to the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, the fall of Yerushalayim. Yirmiyahu was there. Yirmiyahu wrote Megillas Eicha and so on. Anyway, in Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Vav, in Yirmiyahu 7, Bachodesh Haravi, in the fourth month, Besisha Lachodesh, the ninth of the month, ninth of Tammuz, fourth month is Tammuz, ninth of Tammuz, Vayech Zakarov, but you're right, there was a great famine, and there was enough food in the city, and in Pasuk Zion, for our purposes, Tiboka Ha'ir, the city was broken into, the city, the walls were breached, and so on. Okay, so there you have, the Gemara quotes that Pasuk, and says, therefore we fast on the ninth of Tammuz, that's ninth of Tammuz, note, that's the Tzom HaRavi. Good. The third, Vamai Karla Revi, why is it called, it's the end of the second line of 5, Vamai Karla Revi, why does the Pasuk in Zechariah call it Tzom HaRavi? Okay, it happened in the ninth of Tammuz. The answer is Revi, L'Chadoshim, it's the fourth in terms of the order of the months. All right, it's the fourth of the month. Good. Toma Chamishi, the next Tom mentioned the Pasuk, Toma Chamishi, is that Tisha B'Av, says the Gemara, Shabo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu, right? That's when the Beis HaMikdash was burnt down. Mamai Karle Chamishi, Chamishi L'Chadoshim. Why is it called Toma Chamishi? Because it's the fifth month. Good. Toma Shvi, the first of the seventh month, Zesh Shlosha B'Tishrei. That's the third of Tishrei. Shabo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. That's Gedalia was assessed on Miharogo, Yishmol Ben Nasanya Rogo, a fellow by the name Yishmol Ben Nasanya killed him. Good. And why do we fast on that day? The Lamed Sheshkula Misas on Shal Tzadikim, Kasei Space Elokeinu, the death of Tzadikim, like Gedalia. So that's the parallel, so to speak, to the or severe as the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, when he formulates it, adds that it was the last vestige of Jewish political control. It was even after the Churban, Gedalia had a governing or political position, political sovereignty. So there was some Jewish sovereignty, and when he was assassinated, that was the end of that. Okay. Okay, and then finally, Bamai Karle Shvi, Shvi L'Chadoshim, on line 5 of source 5. Why is it called the Tzoma Shvi? Because it was the seventh month. Okay, and Tzoma Asiri, that's us today, tonight and tomorrow. Tzoma Asiri is the Asar B'Teves, that's Asar B'Teves. Shabo Samach Melech Babel Yerushalayim, because that's when the king of Babel began the siege of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, again, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. I printed it in source number 8. It's a Pasuk in Yechezkel, actually. Yechezkel was not there. Yechezkel was alive at the time, but he wasn't there. Yechezkel was already in Babel 11 years earlier. Okay, many of the leading citizens of Yerushalayim, including Yechezkel and other Talmid Chachamim, and we might call today the intelligentsia, the upper class, they were taken away to Babel 11 years before the Churban. So Yechezkel was in Babel at the time, but he got a nevuah. Source 8, Perk Chav Dad Yechezkel, Psukim Alav Beis, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Elai, Bashona Chiyas, the ninth year, meaning since he was exiled, Bachodesh Asir Be'esor Lachodesh Leimor. The 10th month, that's Tevez. On the 10th of Tevez, he had a nevuah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was told in Pasuk Beis, Ben Adam, Ksov lecha eshem hayom es etzem hayom hazeh, write down this very date, Somach melech Babel Yerushalayim be'etzem hazeh. On this very day, the siege of Yerushalayim began. So that's how we know that it was on a Asar B'Tevez, because Yechezkel was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu to make note, to actually write down this day that he was getting this nevuah, the 10th of Tevez. Hashem was letting him know what was going on. Obviously, he didn't have news cameras and so on and so forth reporting. So Kadosh Baruch Hu reported directly to Yechezkel. So back to the Gemara now in Source 5. That's Asar B'Teves. And Shenema Vayid Rashi Malai quotes the Pasuk. And at the end of the 5 lines on the bottom, Ameh Karile Asir Asir L'Chadoshim. Okay. Now you wonder, but the truth is, chronologically, actually Asar B'Teves happened first, right? Because that was a siege of Yerushalayim. Obviously, the siege, it was actually a couple of years before, almost 3 years before, that the siege began in Yerushalayim on Asar B'Teves. Then, 2.5 years later, came Shavuos B'Tammuz, then Tisha B'Av, then Tzom Gedalia. So the Gemara says 4 lines in the end of 5. Gemara there, Rosh Hashanah, Chesem and Aleph. V'alo hayorai zeh lichto rishon. That should have been listed first in the Pasuk, because chronologically, that was the first event to happen of the ones listed. So why, Olama Nichtav Kain, why was it mentioned later? K'dei lahasti chadoshim k'tikunon, the Pasuk lists in order of the months, not in order of the chronology of the events, but in order of the months of the year. So it's in order of the month, 4, 5, 7, 10. Okay. This is Or B'Kiva Shita. Continues of Shimon, 4 lines at the bottom of 5. Bani Eini Omer Kain. I don't agree with him about one thing. Elatzom Hasiri Zechamisha B'Teves. I believe that the fast of the 10th month, remember, it's very significant. I mentioned before briefly, I'm calling your attention to it again, and we'll focus on this point. The Pasuk back there in Source 1, in Zechariah Parakas, Pasuk Yates, never mentions which date of the month. It just calls it the fast of the 4th month, the fast of the 5th month, the fast of the 7th month, fast of the 10th month. It tells you what month, but it never tells you the date. So therefore, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that when it says Tzom Asiri, it's not Asar B'Teves, not the 10th of Tevez, but rather Chamisha B'Tevez, the 5th of Tevez, which was last Sunday. So actually, according to Reb Shimon, we should have been fasting last Sunday. Not tomorrow, Asar B'Tevez, but last Sunday was the 5th of Tevez. What happened on the 5th of Tevez? The 10th of Tevez, we know what happened. The siege of Yerushalayim began. But Reb Shimon says that's not the fast. That's not enough of a reason to fast. The fast really was on the 5th of Tevez. What happened on the 5th of Tevez? So look what it says. Shabo ba Shmuel Agola Shehuksa'ir. That's when the Jews in Bavel, which was again a significant number of Jews, certainly the Talmid Chachamim, Yechezkel Navi, Mordechai from the Purim story, it seems it was there, and others, okay, at least maybe he or maybe his father was there, and other Jews, prominent Jews were there in Bavel, and the Talmid Chachamim were there, and that's when they found out that on the few months earlier, on Tisha B'Av, the city had fallen and the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. Let's remember again, the ancient times. You didn't have, you know, email and tweets and you know, messages on a phone and all kinds of, you know, texting to let people know. So the Jews in Babel did not know that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. How would they find out? It was a wartime. There weren't many people traveling to begin with, but certainly not during a war. So the people in Yerushalayim, the city, of course, fell. They knew the city fell. The Beis HaMikdash was burnt down on Tisha B'Av. But the Jews living hundreds of miles to the east in Babel had no idea. They didn't know. So when did they find out? They found out a few months later, the 5th of Tevet. And the Gemara quotes the next pasuk that I mentioned there in source number 10. Okay. I mean, I mentioned the... we'll come back and take a look for a second. The Radak in Yecheskel Perchov Dalet Pasuk Bey is about the tenth of Tevis. He was informed. It's interesting to discuss how Kadosh Baruch Hu informed Yecheskel the day the siege began. Didn't inform Yecheskel the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Interestingly enough, okay. So anyway, but it's Be'etzem. It was there. That was on that very day. But you look in source number 10, okay. Perk Lamed Gimel Pasuk of Aleph in Yechezkel, source 10, by He Bishtei Asrei Shana, the 12th, you know, again, month since our Golos, Ba'asiri, the 10th month, Bechamisha Lachodesh, and the 5th of the month, Bo Eli HaPalit Mirushalayim Lemor Huxoir. An escapee, a refugee, arrived from Yerushalayim and told me that the city had fallen. On Tisha B'Av, it was 7 months later, of Elul Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tevet. 5 months later, some escapee, some refugee who got out of Eretz Yisrael somehow, landed up in Babel and told Yechezkel and shared with him the tragic news that the city of Yerushalayim had fallen. Again, we can discuss, all right, you know, the Radak in 9, in Perachav Dal, Pasuk Beis, talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of let Yechezkel know about the siege because he wanted to confirm that the people should believe that he's a real Navi. Okay, you can read that. It's an interesting point. But he didn't know, but let him know about the Churban, okay? And you take a look in the Radak in Perachav Lamedil, Pasuk Chav Aleph, in 11, by He, Legalosenu, Legalos Yoyochin, Ki Oz Gole Yechezkel Navi. Again, because Yechezkel Navi had been taken away years earlier with King Yehoyachin, also called Yechonya. Remember in Megillas Esther, I didn't quote the pasuk, in the second paragraph of Megillas Esther, when we're introduced to Mordechai, we read, Ish Yehudi Haya B'shushan Abira, and so on and so forth. And the next pasuk we read in the Eichatrop, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, Imagalah Asher Haglasayim, Yechonya Melech Yehuda. Right, Mordechai, now a few people have mentioned Mordechai ben Shimi ben Kish, so I don't know who, the next pasuk, Asher Haglam, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim was exiled from Yerushalayim. Was it Mordechai himself? Was it his father? Okay, historical question, not for right now. But in any event, you see that many Jews had been taken away already earlier. That was before the Korban, with Yechonya Melech Yehuda. Yechonya, otherwise called Yehoyachin, was not the king who was there at the end. The king who was there at the end was Tzidkiyahu. Okay? Anyway, be that as it may, you look over there, so it says, Basiri, look in the, for example, the Mitzvot David. Okay? Twelfth year of our exile, of our golos, with Yehoyachin or Yechonya, okay. And it says the next one, next Mitzvot David, 12. It was the fifth month before that. In other words, it was the month of Av before that, okay. And Palit Mirushalayim Hanimlat Merugim, some escapee got away and told us that the city had fallen. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, going back to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Ches Amez, the end of Source 5, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that that's the fast of the 10th month, when so many major and prominent Jews, major Jewish figures in Babel heard about the Churban. That's the fast of the 5th of Tevez, of the month of Tevez. So again, I stress, the Pasuk in Zechariah never mentions a date. It just calls it Tzom HaAsiri. So we have here in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Ches Amez, Machlokes, when is the Tzom HaAsiri, the fast of the 10th month? Rabbi Akiva says, now obviously we know how we pass Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to be fasting tomorrow. We did not fast last Sunday. But according to, so Rabbi Akiva holds the fast of Tevez is the 10th of Tevez, or Sorbet Tevez. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's the 5th of Tevez. That was the day the tragic news arrived in Babel. And Rabbi Shimon writes, and it took 200 to ratify, but also Yom Shmua, Ki Yom Sreifa. They treated the day that they heard this terrible news as if that was the day that basically was burnt down. There's more to say about that for a different time. I gave a shiur about that a couple of years ago. But anyway, it says, V'nirin Dvarai Midvarav. Reb Shimon says, I prefer my approach to the Kivas. Okay, that makes sense. Why? Because Shani Omer Al Rishon Rishon Al Achron Achron. Because my way, the Tussa does in fact follow the chronological order. Because his way, the fast of the 5th of Tevez, right, that when they got the news in Babel, that's indeed after, that's the last one. Tzom HaAsiri is the last one mentioned in the Pasuk. So the Pasuk follows the chronology of the events. First, Shavuos of Thomas, they breached the walls. Then Tisha B'Av, they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash. A couple months later, Tzom Gedalia Gdal was assassinated. And a couple months after that, they got the news in Bavel. So according to me, says Rav Shimon, I like my pshat because the Pasuk now is recording or referring to the fast days in terms of the chronological order of the events, in, you know, as how they took place. And Rabbi Akiva, no, he, who mona seder chadoshim, v'ani yomona l'seder peronos. He follows the order of the months only. 4, 5, 7, 10. Okay, that's the order of the month. And I follow the order of the events. And you can take a look in the Rashi and so on. Look, there's the last Rashi there in 6. Rishon Luperanos, Betchila Huvko here, Rachakach Nisav Abayis Betishwav, Ovetisha Shalachav Ner Gedali, Oteva Shalachav Bosa Hashmul. So that's an interesting machlokas. And the only reason the machlokas can, you know, so to speak, get off the ground, okay, is the fact that the Pasuk never says the date. The pasuk kind of leaves the date open. It just calls it Tzom HaAsiri. So here we have in the Gemara Shana, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, a machlokes. What is the Tzom HaAsiri? Since the pasuk doesn't give you the date, so a machlokes Rabbi Akiva who says the 10th of the Tevis, and Rabbi Shimon who says it's the 5th of Tevis. All right. In addition, we come back to that point at the beginning. The pasuk, the Gemara mentions that the Tzom HaRevi'i, which is not now, but you know we had a few months ago, the Tzom HaRevi'i, the fast of the fourth month, Tammuz. Is the 9th of Tammuz, because that's when the walls were breached. Right? That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chesam Beis, right at the beginning of Source 5. Tzom HaRevi'i is that Tisha B'Tammuz, Shebo Huvkar, and it quotes a Pasuk. I quoted the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So Tosfos is bothered by that. Okay, Tosfos is there in Rosh Hashanah Chesam Beis, Source 13, a little bit bothered. What do you mean? What do you mean the 9th of Tammuz? We don't fast on the 9th of Tammuz. We fast on the 17th of Tammuz. So what's going on here? The Gemara says the 9th of Tammuz. How, what's going on here? So Tosfos points out, Divimasu Zet Tisha B'Tammuz, Source 13, Hainu Barishona, that was in the first Beis HaMikdash. Destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, both the first and the second, both destroyed on Tisha B'Av. That we know. However, the breaching of the walls, the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, says Tosfos, that was the 9th of Tammuz. Av Bishnia, Huvka B'Yud Zayin, but the second Beis HaMikdash, the breaching of the walls, and the Romans, was on the 17th of Tammuz. And that's why we observe the Tainus of Tammuz on the 17th. Again, this is rooted in the fact that the Pasuk never tells you an exact date. Pasuk just tells you it was the month of Tammuz. Okay, so apparently the first Beis HaMikdash, I guess when they fasted back then, it was the 9th of Tammuz. Okay, but we fast on the 17th because the second Beis HaMikdash was breached, the city walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. Okay, and he quotes Yushalmi like that. Okay, but then he mentions another, I'm sorry, that's that. But then he quotes Yerushalmi, which we'll see inside in a second, and says something else. Okay, Tosfos says that actually in the first Beis HaMikdash was also the 17th of Tammuz. What do you mean? The Pasuk says 9th. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, back in Source 7, says the 9th. Okay, look back in 7, Perak Nun Beis, Pasuk Vav, B'chodesh HaRavi, B'tish Ala Chodesh, right? And Pasuk Zayin, B'tibokah HaIr. So what do you mean the first Beis? Tosfos says, name of Yerushalmi, Kilkul Cheshbonos Hayasham. They were mixed up with the date. They got mixed up. It was, they wrote down the 9th. They thought it was the 9th. It was actually 17th. How'd that happen? Well, you know, because they were mixed up. You know, I mean, we've had it also. Sometimes you travel and so on. I don't know, it's today Monday or Tuesday. Sometimes you lose track of where you are, what you're basically traveling. Okay, during a war, there's confusion and so on and so forth. They got mixed up. That's what Yerushalmi says. Okay, the Babli doesn't give that answer. The Mishnah is a Mishnah in Tainus. There's a Mishnah, take a look at Source 14. The Mishnah in Tainus, that's not, it's against our Gemara, but that's what Yerushalmi says. The Mishnah in Tainus, called Vav Mad Aleph, says, Chamisha Dvarim Iris of Asenim B'Shavos B'Tamuz, Chamisha B'Tishabav. Five bad tragedies happen on Shavos B'Tamuz, five on Tishabav. And among Shavos B'Tamuz, it lists Shavos B'Tamuz, Nishtabru Haluchos, the Luchos are broken, Ubutala Tomei, they stopped being able to bring the Karbonas, Uvka Ir, the sorrowful of Thomas the Torah, Behemet Selamayach. Okay, five different things. We're interested in Huvka Be'ir, the top of Chav Vav Mud Beis, that Mishnah in Tainus, okay, that the city walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz, says the Mishnah. So the so asks the Gemara, now in 16, Chav Chesna Beis, Huvkar B'Shivasa Hava, is that true? The Mishnah says the city walls were breached on the 17th. The Gemara, is that true? Well, Ksiv, what about the Pasuk? The Pasuk back that we had in Yirmiyahu in Source number 7, the Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah say that the walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz when the Pasuk says it was on the 9th? So Amarava lo kasha kan barishona kan bishnia. That the answer Tosfos gives. One, the Pasuk was talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah was talking about the way we fast in commemoration of the breaching of the walls by the second Beis HaMikdash. That's the Bavli. Yerushalmi, as we saw, I'll see it again just quickly inside. Yerushalmi and Tainus, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Hey, Behuv Goyer, right? What do you mean? Ksiv B'tisha L'chodesh, the same kasha. Yerushalmi is going on the same Mishnah. The same Mishnah that says the 17th of Tammuz. Yerushalmi is the same kasha. What do you mean? It wasn't the 17th of Tammuz, it was the 9th. So the Yerushalmi says, there was a mix-up in the calculation. Take a look at the Karban Eda and his comment on that Yerushalmi in Tainus Perek Dal Alocha Hey 18. Kilkul Cheshbonos Yeshkan Merov Hatzoris, because of all the tzoris and all the problems going on in the war and the famine and everything else. Tov beCheshbonos, they mixed up. Below Rotsa Mikol L'Shanos Hashem Somchaim Lomar Kaviyochel Anochi Motzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu was sort of inside. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew the date, okay, but he had them write down in Tanakh. What the, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, suffering too. So it's as if, quote unquote, he got mixed up too. Of course, he didn't get mixed up, but that's what they thought. That's what they wrote down. That's how the Karban Eda explains it. Plain Moshe also there a Kilkul Cheshbonos Yeshkan or Kilkul Cheshbonos Tov Becheshbon Machos Robat Tzoros. Okay. Anyway, that's the story. But now again, you can only have this whole discussion about the fast is because the pasuk about the fast that we started with in the Zechariah doesn't mention any particular date. It just says Tzom HaRevi. So apparently, some thought it meant the 9th, or perhaps one time it did mean the 9th, another time it meant the 17th. So a very interesting comment made by the Ritva in his Chidushim to that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amud, source number 20. Very interesting, fascinating comment. Okay, first of all, Girsas Asvarim Tzom HaRevi is a Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. Okay, our Gemara, if you look back in 5, says Tzom HaRevi is a Tisha B'Tamuz. Okay, the Ritva says the correct Girsas is Tzom HaRevi is a Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, which is what we do. Okay, so he talks about that a little bit. That's what the Tosef that he quotes. He was showing me the whole story that we just mentioned. You can reread that to yourself in the first paragraph. Now, look in the second paragraph. 1 second. But why should we do a taka based on what happened in the second base of Mikdash? Bim Tomar, halo ikar gzeres hatanis al churban rishon hava. The fast or an association with those things that happened in connection with the first base of Mikdash, the first churban. Okay, and that was Tespetamas. We know that from the pasuk. It was definitely the 9th. Okay, we accept the Yerushalmi that it really was the 17th. We accept the Bavli that there really was the 9th, and it was a difference between the first and the second base of Mikdash. Then why should we fast on the 17th, which was the second time? Okay, now you're going to tell me, think about the other fast. Asar B'Teves, that had to do with the first base of Mikdash, the way we pass on like a Bekiva. That was when the siege of Yerushalayim began by the Babylonians. We don't fast when there was a siege began by the Romans, and I'm not sure when that was. Okay, I'm sure there was a date also for that, but that we don't, as we fast, Tzom Gedalia happened, you know, at the end of his life, that was after the first base of Mikdash. So the Ritva Tain is that the fasts are in association with the first, you know, the beginning of the trouble, the first base of Mikdash. So therefore, why should we, why should we fast on the 9th of Tammuz? Why shouldn't we fast rather the 9th of Tammuz? Okay. Lama, the third line of that second paragraph. Lama nekar tes b'tamas. Why did we uproot the night? We did. I mean, obviously, when they fasted after the first base of Mikdash, the Chorban, they did fast on the 9th, not on the 17th, because nothing had happened on the 17th. But later on, when the fasts were renewed after the Chorban by Sheni, why'd they leave out, knock out the 9th and put in the 17th? The Eishlon Lomar. So he says, the first answer he gives is because the Nevi'im knew. The Nevi'im knew, and the second base was going to be destroyed as well, with different dates. And they left it up to the Chachamim to determine which date to pick. They knew that the month of Tammuz would change. Okay, there was, you know, and therefore they kind of left it up to the people, the Chachamim, to decide. A little funny, they said they didn't want to do both because that would be a big tircha de tzibur to have one fast on the 9th and one on the 17th, two fasts within a week. That's what he said at the end, right? A kosha leagues or state tiniest bechodesh echad. And we do have it with Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur. Okay, but Yom Kippur, as we said, in a separate category. They didn't want to tina that we should. They didn't want to, rule that we should fast on the 9th and again the 17th. Two fast days, especially for us in the summertime, they're long fasts. Not like tomorrow's a short fast, right? But now Shavuos and Tammuz is a long fast, so they didn't want to make it fast on the 9th and the 17th. So they, and this seemed a little funny to say we should fast on the 9th when that Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. So now we're going to make a choice, choose 17th. But again, that comes, and that's the Ritva's next point. Look toward the bottom of 20. Efshar od lomar, sha'af nevim rishom, sha'gazo tanis yodun ha'bechorim b'ashenim, v'lo kavu b'tisha bo dafka, ela b'chodesh zeh. Let's remember, says the Ritva, the whole rabbinic, or more than rabbinic, really, the prophet, the nevim, the whole takona, says the Ritva, was to fast during this month. That's why it's called Tzom HaRevi. No date is mentioned. That's why it's called Tzom HaRevi. So they didn't want to fix it necessarily that it must be on the 9th. Ela b'chodesh zeh. Shelo matzino shenikra ela Tzom HaRevi. Now, he doesn't necessarily love that answer, but that's one answer, certainly. Okay? Now, today, of course, we fast on the 17th. But he does mention this point that in a certain way, yeah, there was flexibility, as long as it's during the month of Tammuz. Because the Pasuk, again, it's not a Pasuk in the Torah, but it's a Pasuk in Navi. It's more than a rabbinic decree. We call it Divrei Kabbalah. We refer to that term, Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah has nothing to do with mysticism or Kabbalistic. You know, Divrei Kabbalah means it's not in the Torah, but it's also not just from the rabbis. It's kind of in the middle. It's for our purposes. It's, you know, from it's in Navi. It's in Tanakh. It's not in the Torah, but it's in Nach. So that's what we have over here. So the Ritva suggests is one possibility that the Chachamim, the Nevi'im, never fixed an exact date. And therefore, there's flexibility. So it's not such a big kasha. Then they fast the 9th. Now we fast on the 17th. Not a problem. Because the Pasuk never mentions a date anyway. Pasuk just mentions the month. So that's the point I'm trying to stress. And others make the same point. The Tshuvas of the Tashbates, Source 21, Chelek Beis and Reish Ayin Aleph, also mentions the idea, Memela on Lamedim Shekain Tikno on Nevi'im. Only those fasts. And that's why he says we don't have any fast from the day that the Romans breached the wall. Okay, it was never instituted. Okay, he says, Lama, you know, he asked the question on the second line of 21. Lama ain't the son of Tisha b'Tammuz. Why don't we fast the 9th of Tammuz? Second question, the next line. Lama anu misanin b'shivas b'Tammuz and shivahuv ka'ir b'shniyah v'ain anu misanin b'shmichas romayim b'yushalayim b'shniyah. The day the Romans laid, we don't have it. So Ella, they fixed these fasts. Okay, they fixed these fast days. The Nevi'im were misaka in these fast days. And you look again about five lines on the top in 21. Lo yirtu b'zeh eze yom. They taka did not legislate which particular day of the month. They just the month. And adover mosul, right, the next line. And the hinicho adover mosul abezin. L'taltolom yom al yom. Whatever tzara, they figure it out. Okay, it's left up to each one of them. So he says this idea as well. Okay, that we fast on the 17th because that's what they decided made more sense because it was the korban that we're still involved in now and so on. And the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps most famously, makes the same point that the Minchas Chinuch on the Parshas Demor Mitzvah Shin Aleph Oz Zion. He writes 22 about Nirlan's Daiti Nafkimidan Gamkin the Dalid Somos Halav Divrei Kabbalah Ein Nikpolahem Yom Miyuchad. There is no one fixed day. Yud Teves or Tesba'ov or Bukhadoma. Raka Dover, Divrei Kabbalah, while Elo Achadoshim. In the Divrei Kabbalah, the prophetic legislation, the distinction, that law, was the month Teves Tammuz Av and Tishrei. We have to fast. Av alone is Yachid Yom Miyuchad. Again, the Ritva and Tashbetz are earlier than the Minchas Chinuch, but the Minchas Chinuch is. I guess this is most famously known from the Minchas Chinuch, whatever the reason, but I showed you it in earlier authorities and we showed it. But he spells it out, just whatever days you want in those months, right? Rak Eze Yom Shirot Yochel Zalos, Rak Be'el Chadoshim. And he says, I'll bring you a Raya. Okay, again, he brings you a Raya. He said, how could it be? First, he quotes the Pasuk, never says your date. And furthermore, how could you have a Machok because of a Kivan of Shimon, right? Whether the fast of Teves is on the 5th or on the 9th. Rav Shimon says the fast is going to the 5th of Tevis, last Sunday. Well, the 5th of 10th, I mean. We pass in the 10th, Asar B'Tevis. How can you have a machokas? It's Divrei Kabbalah. Right? It's from the Navi. It's not a machokas in the Chachamim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch say. How can you have a machokas? Okay? Go see what people do. What did you do last year? Okay? We'll find out what people do. There's only Divrei Kabbalah. It's in Navi. Right? So how can there be machokas about it? And surely the people who were alive right after the Korban knew what they were doing. So Minchas Chinuch wonders, how can you have a machokas about this? LMI? No. Okay, not that they forgot about it, but they both make sense. Okay, they both make sense. That's it. You can have a machlokas because the pasuk never specified that it must be a particular day of the month, just that it's in that month. And he says the same thing about the 9th of Tammuz versus the 17th of Tammuz. Okay, it's the same thing. And then he mentioned another interesting riot. Okay, he tells you to take a look in the Gemara. I printed it in 23. The Gemara in Tanis Daf Chav Tesam Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about the chronology of the couple of days leading up to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash on Tishba. Look at 23. It says, "V'shiva nichtasu nachum lahechal." Right, the 7th of the month, they went entered the Beis Hamikdash. They partied there a little bit. Achol kibbo shiva shmini uchi somach hashecha on the 9th of Av, towards after late afternoon, they lit the place on fire. They tizim was there. They burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Maholech v'dolek maholech kol yom kula, burnt the rest of the day. Okay, into the 10th. burnt all night and the next day. Behainu says the Gemara in Tainus Chav Tesman Aleph in 23. Behainu Domar B'Yechanan Il Molei Hayisi Bosador Lo Kavativ Elabasiri. My opinion is, if I would have been there, shouldn't be Tisha B'Av, because most of the Beis Hamikdash burnt after that night and the next morning. That's when most of the building collapsed. That's when most of the fire was burning. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been, I would have made Tisha B'Av. I wouldn't have been Tisha B'Av. It would be Asir B'Av. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? In fact, just a side point, that's why we have the practice to this day that even though we take a fast on Tisha B'Av, we still observe some of the minhagim of the 9 days the next day till noon. Remember? Right? We don't eat flesh right away or drink wine or do the laundry, but unless it's Erev Shabbos or other, one or two other exceptions. But by and large, we usually, on the 10th of Av, the day after Tisha B'Av, even though we're not fasting, but we still observe some of the morning of the 9 days that day, because that's when most of the Beis HaMikdash burned. So B'Yochanan said, I hold that that's when it should be. All right, the Gemara comes, Rabbanan Aschal to the Puras Adifa. Rabbanan say, no, we do it on the 9th, because that's when it started. Okay, but in any event, says the Minchas Kinnah, what do you mean if B'Yochanan said, if I would have been there, I would have changed it to the 10th? Well, what do you mean? It's not up to you. Right? The Nevi'im instituted this. It's the Kabbalah. How could he say such a thing? Okay? And, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me, right? So he says, no, because that's exactly right. This is our point. Elavada, look at the second paragraph of the Minchas Kinnah. Who are Dover Shadi Bartvashim? The Kabbalah lo kova yom yuchad klal. The Psukim and Navi never fixed a date. Therefore, B'Yochanan just said which month. So it has to be in the month of Av. So B'Yochanan said, to me, it makes more sense to do the 10th of Av. Okay, okay, that's what he says, and yeah, so that's how he works out all these Gemaras. You could add one other Gemara. He doesn't mention this, but it's the same thing. The Gemara in Megillah, of Hamad Aleph going over to Hamad Bay, source 24, quotes the practice of Rebbe Rebbe Yudan Nasi. It says Amar Belozer Amar Kanina Rebbe Natan Tiva Purim Nader Ishna Ubikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. Okay, there are probably other people who would agree with him. But he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, right? Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? V'lo hodo, and the Chachamim didn't agree. V'lo hodo with Tisha B'Av, Rashi said. What do you mean he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av? So Tosas there in Megillah, Hamad Beis, verse 26 says, Ubikesh lakor Tisha B'Av, hodo, kosher, what do you mean? How can you uproot Tisha B'Av? It's a, then you have to observe Tisha B'Av, right? It's one of the four fasts. It's in the Navi. And the Gemara says you have to mourn the Churban and so on. How could it be? So, and it's a later Bezni, you can't just undo what they did. So look at two lines in the end of 26. V'yesh lomar, the lo rotzo la'okri. He didn't want to uproot it altogether. Rebbe didn't have the right to uproot it. What he wanted to do was he wanted a time that Tisha B'Av should be no different than the other fast days. And we, as we know, on Tisha B'Av, well, on Tisha B'Av, the fast starts the night before. It starts tonight, right? And also not more things than just not eating and drinking. You can't bathe and you can't rub oil on it and another thing, wear leather. And he's supposed to sit on the floor. That he wanted to get rid of. But then the Inami, which is more interesting to us at the moment, Inami, Yishlomo derotzo la'akro michi'i ulekavo basiri. He wanted to move it from the 9th to the 10th. And like that Gemara of Yochanan, Yochanan's later than Rebbe. Same idea. Rebbe already had the idea to move from the 9th to the 10th. So again, what do you mean he wanted to move? He can't do that. How can he do that? The fast is on the 9th. How can he say, well, I think it makes more sense to the 10th? Who asked you? It's already mid-divrei Kabbalah. It's ready for the Nevi'im. The answer is, like the Minchas Kinnah said, no, from the Nevi'im was only had a fast on a particular day, a particular month, but doesn't say what day. So there's some flexibility. It actually appears from the Sifrei in Parashat Eshchan and Pisca Lamed Aleph 27. It actually appears that at least at one time, there were different practices that some people, in fact, did fast on the 5th of Teves, not the 10th. Look at the Sifrei, which quotes this whole story, so much here, you know what it is. And look at the third line of 27. Ela Shabi Yehuda, Eretz Yisrael, Mis'anim Alamaisa. They fast the day of the event. Okay, that's the siege of Yerushalayim. Uba Gola and Bavel ala Shmua. So the Gemara says that one time in history, you know, they were talking two different fasts in Teves. Okay, there was a Asar B'Teves. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael fasted, that was when the siege began. And the Jews in Bavel fasted Tak on the 5th of Teves. That's what the Sifrei records. There were two different practices. How could it be? It's Psukim and Navi. The answer is, again, like the Minchas Chinuch says, and the Ritva and the Tashbeit before him, that perhaps the Psukim and Navi never specified a particular date, just a month. Lamaisa, we don't have any differing practice today. If you look in the Rambam, in the first four halachas of Perek Hey Amilchus Taniyos, in source 28, right? Yesh Shom Yom Shekol Yisrael Mitzanam Bahem, if they had Tzoros, She'iru Bahem, and so on. And if the whole purpose is Kedei La'or HaLevavos, to wake up our hearts, we'll talk to Arkei Tshuva, okay, to remember what caused these things to happen, good. And he lists them off, in Halacha Beis, Yom Shlisha B'Tishrei, in the Gedalia, in the end of the first line of Halacha Beis, Asir B'Teves, Shebo Samach Melch Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha, Al Yerushalayim, Be'idia, B'motzor, Motzor. He started the siege. Well, he doesn't mention anything about the fifth of Teves. Maybe one time they did fast on the fifth of Teves, like the Sifrei says, but the Rambam is codifying our practice, and we fast on the tenth of Teves, no questions asked. Okay? And then, of course, next to Tisha B'Av, and he writes, Halacha Dalet, V'arba, someone that made someone say, Haren Mufurashim, the Kabbalah. These are all mentioned in Navi. Again, Kabbalah here doesn't mean Kabbalistic mysticism, it just means Navi, and he quotes the Pasuk. Good. So, according to our practice, you know, there's no issue of the 9th to the 17th of Tammuz. We fast on the 17th of Tammuz. There's no issue whether it should be the 5th or the, well, I'm sorry, there's no issue whether it should be the 9th or the 10th of Av. We fast on the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av. There's no issue whether it should be the 5th or the 10th of Tammuz, of Teves. We fast tomorrow, the 10th of Teves. That's the Rambam codifies. But the idea is very interesting that officially, B'divrei Kabbalah would only mention the month. And keep this point in mind, because now we can come with this background to a way in which Asar B'Teves might be different. Might be different, at least the way we observe it. Very fascinating thing. We paskin like a Bekiva. We reject Reb Shimon. There's a fascinating comment by Reb David Avudraham, one of the later Rishonim, Sefer Avudraham, Seder Tfilas Nataniyos 29. Listen to this one. The Chiluk Yesh Beinayim, there's a difference in these four fasts. What's the difference? She'arba Tzomos Heim Nidchim Lefonim K'Shecholo B'Shabbos. The other fasts are all pushed off if they land on Shabbos, which they sometimes do. Tzom Gedalia sometimes on Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday, so Tzom Gedalia is on Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday. Shavuot Tamuz sometimes on Shabbos, you move it to Sunday. Tisha B'Av sometimes on Shabbos, push it off to Sunday. Chutz me'asor b'teves, she'ein ochal la'olam b'Shabbos. Asor b'teves never lands on Shabbos. Okay. However, aval huchal lif'amin b'yom shishi. But sometimes, like this year, lands on a Friday. U'mis'anim bo'bom, and we fast if it's Friday. And listen to what he writes next. It's unusual to fast on a Friday. It's unusual to have a Titus Tibur on a Friday. We don't have it. It's a general rule, but we do it tomorrow. So he writes, Avudraham does. You know something? Even if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, it doesn't according to our fixed calendar, but even if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would not push it off. Wow. We would fast Asar B'Teves on Shabbos. It happens to me, it doesn't work, that doesn't ever work out that way according to our fixed calendar. But if it would, says the Avudraham, you'd fast on Shabbos itself. Why? The Shenemar, look back at the Pusuk in Yechezkel, Perikov Dalad, Pusuk, in source 8, Sukkim Aleph and Beis. Magic words. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yechezkel with a Nevuah and told him that the city was being besieged, Perikov Dalad, Pusuk Beis, in source 8, Ben Adam Ksov Lechos Hashem Hayom Hazeh, Es Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Somach Melech Bavel Yushalayim, Be Etzem Hayom Hazeh. On this very day, right, the 10th of Teves, this very day. You know where else, says the Avudraham, we have an expression, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? Look at source 30, by Yom Kippur. Okay, Parakov Gimel, and Brihikra, and Parash Demor, Psukim Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Lamed. V'chol Moloch Alo Sasu Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Ki Chol HaNefesh Yalusim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Chol HaNefesh Yalusim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Chol HaNefesh Yalusim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Yom Kippur, we find that phrase, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, same phrase that we find in the Navi by Asar B'Teves. It says the Avudraham, well, Yom Kippur, we fast when it lands on Shabbos, correct? Okay, sometimes Yom Kippur lands on Shabbos. We do observe Yom Kippur even on Shabbos. So he says it's the same thing. Because the word Etzem means that very day. It must be that day. It's almost on that essential day. So there's something about Asar B'Teves. Avudraham doesn't say what, but this, what can you do? It's a pasuk. So Avudraham says that if Asar B'Teves were to land on Shabbos, again, according to our fixed calendar, it doesn't. But if it were to land on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos, Asar B'Teves. The others, we don't. Not even Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, push her off to Sunday. Same thing with the Shavuos Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia. But Asar B'Teves, if it would land on Shabbos, we'd observe it on Shabbos because of Etzem Yom Hazeh, parallel in that regard to Yom Kippur. That's a staggering Avudraham. Comes to Beis Yosef, Orchaim Sim Tovkov in Ozgimel 31. He quotes this Avudraham, and he writes at the end, in the second line, Velo yodati minayin lozeh. I don't know where he got that from. Okay, there's no Gemara like that. I don't know where he got that from, that Asar B'Tevis, we would fast. Again, it's not Nogela Maisa because our fixed calendar, it doesn't happen. But if it would, he said we would fast. And the Beis Yosef said, I don't know where that comes from. But that is the Shita of the Avudram. Now, why is that? Apparently, it's Ke'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So take a look in 32, Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Kedusha Agrach, on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches on the Beis says the following, I'll say it outside. He talks about Asar B'Tevis. He wonders where does this come from and so on. He says, you know, it is something else that is parallel to. There is another situation besides Yom Kippur when one would fast on Shabbos. And that is what we call a Tainus Chalom. Somebody has a terrible dream, a devastating dream that you're really shaken up about. Not that a dopey dream. You had a dream that you're really shaken up. Okay, a person sometimes wake up, tragic, terrible news, tragedy, somebody died, God forbid, whatever it is. Anyway, if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother you. You know, that's such a dream that's silly. Okay, but sometimes people wake up and they're very, very taken and very, very disturbed and shaken up. If that happens, then you're supposed to fast that day as a sign of tshuva that this dream shouldn't come true. That's the Gemara in Tainus, Yud Beis Mabeis. It's all in the Reb Chaim. You can read the Reb Chaim in source 32, but I'm going to give you the sources. In 32, Tainus, Yud Beis Mabeis, Omer Rabbi Machas, Omer Reb Chaim, Omer Guya, Omer Rabbi Yofet, Tainus L'chalom. It's a good thing to fast when you had a bad dream. It's like it'll burn it up like Eishel, like a fire that burns up flammable material. And it'll destroy the bad effects of the dream. However, Omer Chista Ubo Bayom, just on the day that you had the dream, okay? In other words, you should fast right away. You know, if you fast afterwards, that means it didn't bother you that much. I said, well, I'm shaken up by this dream. Let me fast a week from Thursday. And that means it didn't bother you that much. That means you're so shaken up, I got to fast today. And Omer of Yosef, Afilo B'Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos. Okay, and that's Rashi's Yochelis Anos. Kadeshus Batal Tzar Gufa, to get rid of this anguish, this pain that you feel. And that's the Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Tainus Perek Aleph Hilchos Yud Beis, in 35. That, you know, the next day, meaning you had the dream at night that morning, right? That day, fast. Kadesha Yoshuv, do tshuva, and look at your deeds. The Rambam says that that's what a fast is all about. And the Rambam also writes to Misana Filib Shabbos. You fast even if it's Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch in two places. Orchaim Sim Reish Chav Sif Beis, 36. Yofet Tainus Levatel Chalom Ra. Tainus is a good thing to Mevatel Be'er Dream. Okay? And the Rambam adds a Dafka Boyom, Filib Shabbos. And the Mishabur explains, of course, all I did is do tshuva. It's not just a fast, fine. And in Sivkot and Zion of Simon Reish Chof, the Mishabur writes, you don't have to fast. You don't have to. It's just if you feel, right? That's a subjective. The person feels very shaken up and very disturbed by this dream and so on. Okay, then so you don't have to. And Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Peches Sivdalad, in the Hilchos Shabbos, Mutal Isanas Bo Tanis Chalom, Tov Ches Yer Stans Tov Tanis Chalom, right? Kadesh Yikra Gazardino. Pashmah tear up the Gazardino. So, says Reb Chaim, now back in 32. So there you see, when something must be done that day, then you can do it even on Shabbos. If a fast, because we said, that means you're shaken up. If you have the wherewithal to say, well, I can wait till the next day, wait till next week, that means you weren't so bothered by this dream. The efficacy of a Tanis Chalom is to do it right away. So if you have a bad dream Friday night, you know, and you're very shaken up by it, a terrible dream. So then you fast, even if it's Shabbos. Now, the din is you have to make it up by fasting another day later in the week. That's a discussion another time. But the point is that you can fast even on Shabbos. You can't push it off. So says Reb Chaim, that's where Asar B'Tevis is different. Look at the last three lines of 32. Zeu hachilik ben Asar B'Tevis achol ataniyos. Dechol ataniyos mizanam neid me'oroz sho'iro v'tolo v'chodesh. All the other month depend on the month. All the other fast days, rather, depend on the month, like we discussed. But Asar B'Tevis is different because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. True, the pasuk in Zechariah doesn't mention the day of the month. It's just Tzom Asiri. But the pasuk in Yechezkel does say Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Says Reb Chaim, Im Hu Keim Kenu Din Davke Ba'osa Yom. It's got to be that day, like the Tainus Chalom. So then Memeli can fast even on Shabbos. That's how Reb Chaim explains. Very interesting. Now, full disclosure. Not everybody accepts the Savudram. La-Halokha. Again, the Beis Yosef we saw said that's where we got it from. Reb Chaim gave a good explanation of where it comes from. It makes a lot of sense. The pasuk does say something. I was asking something about the day, but now I want to be fully disclosed. Not everybody agrees with Rashi, for example, Megillah Daf Hey. The Mishnah in Megillah Daf Hey, at Aleph 39 says Be'elu Om Magdim Lo Makrin. Certain days you can do earlier, but not later, and so on. Okay, and other days are different. So it mentions Tisha B'Av. Okay, Me'achrin Velo Magdimim. If Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, you don't make it earlier. Some of you may recall, right? Sometimes Tanis Esther lands on Shabbos, so we don't push off the sun, we make it earlier, Thursday. right? But these are things which you don't make early, you only make later. One of the examples is Tisha B'Av. So Rashi there in 40, in Megillah, Hemadal, Dumas, Chavuzman, Atzei Konim, not our issue now what that is, but it says about Tisha B'Av, second line of that Rashi in 40, V'chein Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you push it later, and V'hu Adin L'Shavas B'Tamas, saying to L'Shavas B'Tamas, and Asara B'Teves. So Rashi throws Asara B'Teves into the mix. He doesn't buy into that, Rashi lived before the Abu Dhrum, but he doesn't buy into that idea. Okay, because he says Asar B'Tavis, if it would be on Shabbos, you'd push it off to Sunday. He lumps it together with Tisha B'Av and some and Shavuos B'Tamuz. You push it off to Sunday. So Rashi clearly does not buy into that. Okay, even Tisha B'Av and so on. But look at 41. The Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo is Shlomo Vilna, dying in Vilna. He was the one who was Magia, the Vilna Shas, you know, the standard Vilna Shas, he edited it. But anyway, so in the back you have the Cheshek Shlomo. So Cheshek Shlomo, not Gemara Megillah, Daf Hamad Aleph, wonders why Rashi doesn't mention Tzom Gedalia. Okay. He mentions Shavuos V'Tamuz, he mentions Tisha B'Av, he mentions Shavuos Asar B'Teves that they pushed off. He doesn't mention Tzom Gedalia. Okay. So he says, because Tzom Gedalia, obviously you're not going to make it earlier. Why not? Because earlier than Tzom Gedalia, it's Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to move it back. Right, Tzom Gedalia lands on Shabbos. You're going to move it on Thursday. It's Rosh Hashanah. Right, Friday it's Rosh Hashanah. So obviously you're going to move it forward. That's one answer he gives. The other answer he gives, an interesting answer, he says Tzom Gedalia, in effect, was already pushed off anyway. Because according to some, Gedalia was actually assassinated on Rosh Hashanah. We don't observe the fast on Rosh Hashanah because it's Rosh Hashanah. We push it off the 3rd of Tishrei. That wasn't the exact day. So it's pushed off anyway, so how do you push it off? And then at the end, he mentions that Rashi doesn't seem to agree with this Avudram, because Rashi says, Asar B'Teves, if it lands on Shabbos, is pushed off to Sunday. So not everyone agrees with Avudram. And certainly the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun, Baruch Chaim, source 42, certainly doesn't agree with the Avudram, which again, the Beis Yosef, same author, right? The Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So Beis Yosef, he says, I don't know where the Avudram got this from. And if you look in Simtuk Tavkuf Nun, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Dalet Atzomos Halalu, all four of them, okay? All of them, okay? They're pushed off. So he doesn't distinguish between Asar B'Teves and any others, despite this lumdus of Etzem Ayom Hazeh. Mechaber doesn't buy into it either. Rashi didn't buy into it. And he says any one of the four fasts, but the Ramo adds, but if they land on Erev Shabbos, Korim B'Shachas U'Mincha V'Echal. We, you know, the davening of Moshe Shul is going to be earlier tomorrow than a regular Friday afternoon because we have to land by Echal. So we do observe it on Friday. So the Mishnah Berurah there points out, Kol Dalat Atzomos, he says Kol Lav Davka, the La'olam Ein Asar B'Teves Chal B'Shabbos. Asar B'Teves can never land on Shabbos anyway. But I think the Mechaber may be stressing the point, in his opinion, if it would, it would be pushed off. True, he knew, as the Mishnah Berurah said, he knew that it doesn't happen according to our fixed calendar that Asar B'Teves lands on Shabbos. But if you push it off, you would push it off if it did. It doesn't happen, the Mishnah Berurah says, fine. And the same thing, and but we don't make it earlier because of a different rule, right? Since you've gotten Agdume Purnus Alom Akdaminan. We don't want to observe a tragic day any earlier than we have to, right? They don't make Tisha B'Av on Thursday. It's bad enough that we have to observe Tisha B'Av when it comes. We don't make it earlier. Fine. And the last one, Sivkot Yud, he says also, Im Cholob Erev Shabbos, if any of the fast days land on Erev Shabbos, we'll fast on Erev Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says again, it's Lav Dafka, okay? Because the other three never can land on Friday. Tzom Gedalia never lands on Friday. Neither does Tisha B'Av, neither Shavuos V'Tamuz. Asar B'Teves is the only one. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan also says in Tzim Tavkov Nun Siv Beis 44, Ach Lefi HaKviya Shalanu Iyef Shalios Asar B'Teves B'Shabbos Rak Erev Shabbos. Okay, and we read the whole thing. We read by Echal and everything. And Aruch HaShulchan said in the previous Tzim Tavkov Mim Tes Siv Beis in 45, he quotes that Avudram, Nimtza B'Shem HaKadmonim Dil Molei HaYachal Asar B'Teves B'Shabbos HaDocha Shabbos. But he writes, we don't follow that. Okay? So we kind of don't accept that Avudram. Interesting though it is. Although, the fact is that it does appear a little bit in Halakha, the Elia Rabbah, one of the earlier Achronim, Simtovkov Nun Simkot and Gimel, right? He says that he quotes the Avudram. The Beis Yosef says, I don't know where it comes from, but all right. But he says, he quotes from a Tshuva Gaonim, early in the Avudram. Okay? So it wasn't just the Avudram. So maybe it is. And why it would be, so it's very interesting. Why should it be? And why should it be Asar B'Teves even more strict than Tisha B'Av? So take a look in 47, Tshuva Shoal Omeshev, Rabbi Yosef Shoal Nathan, 1800, 19th century, Madur Kama, Kele Gimel Sim Kuf Ayin Tes. I was asked, someone asked me about the Avudram, why should it be? Why should Asar B'Teves be different? And so on. I know about Etzel Yom HaZeh, but what's the Svara? So he says, especially since Asar B'Teves there was nothing parallel in the second base of Mikdash. He says, no, evidently there's something about it. Korban Sheni, lo haya b'teves shum dover, and we fast anyway. Okay, so we should fast the way they did. But he writes, according to the Lefianis Daiti, Masha also ikal yom shesomach melech bovim shum she'oz hascholos hapuronios. That was the beginning. We call it the beginning of the end, right? It's true, Tisha B'Av was the ultimate, but Asar B'Teves, when they besieged the city, that was the beginning of the end. And therefore, you have to mark that. We sometimes also think of things, when did it start? I mean, we think of Kristallnacht. Okay, it's kind of like the beginning, just something in, you know, in the last century. Plenty of horrible things, worse things, much worse things happened later, okay, in terms of the Holocaust. But we kind of look to Kristallnacht as kind of that was the beginning, you know, the beginning of the end in terms of the Holocaust. So that's what the Sholem Eishev writes here. That was the beginning, Aschala de Parnusa. And actually, earlier than the Sholem Eishev, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in the Sefer Yaros Devash, Chelek Aleph, Jewish Beis, in 48. He says that, you know, again, that's why this is so strict. Avudram says it. It's like in Kippur, he says, all is called Aschala's Kushas, and that kind of opened the door. That opened the door to the tragedy. Once that was in, then everything else swarmed in afterwards, so to speak. So in any event, that was the beginning. And that's why maybe Asar B'Teves is different. Like I said, Lahalocha, we saw that we don't really accept that Lahalocha, that we treat Asar B'Teves any differently. But it is interesting that maybe, that's why I call this year a unique feature of Asar B'Teves. Okay? Because Asar B'Teves maybe is not just a din in the month. It's something about the day itself. Maybe because that was the very day that the Tzara started, whatever Svara will give. Okay? But there's something special about the day. So I just want to suggest that maybe Lahalocha Lamaisa, in two areas, that stays in the mix. Okay? That shita still has some credence. I printed three chuvas machronim. Chuvas mar shamch in 49. Kele gimel simen shin sama gimel. 50, the avne nezer. Kelek archaim simen tov chavav. And 51, divir malkiel, malkiel tanabam. Kelek hay simen kuf lamin. They're all bothered by the following kasha, the typical kasha. Okay, let's say they're all bothered. Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. Okay, let's take a look at 49 at the beginning of our Shabbos. It's all the same. Okay. Al-Dvar she'elos, Tisha B'Av she'chal b'Shabbos, and nitzal yom echol. And therefore, it was pushed off to Sunday. Okay, that's it. Avnei Nezer also. Tzom Raviyah, Tzom HaChavish, or Tzros V'Tamah, same thing. Fell on Shabbos, and was pushed off the next day. And what happened? Let's say you have a kid who became Bar Mitzvah on Sunday. His birthday is the 10th of Av. Okay. So that year, Tisha B'Av was a Shabbos, and we're all fasting on the 10th of Av. This boy becomes Bar Mitzvah on the 10th of Av. Is he obligated to fast? Is he obligated to fast? That's what these Achronim are discussing. Because after all, if you hold that it's just a makeup for the ninth, really Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, or Shavuos B'Tamuz, or whatever. Really, it was on Shabbos. It's pushed off to Sunday. But it's a tashlumen, like a makeup, right? So you could argue, well, this kid wasn't obligated in the original. Because on Tisha B'Av, the day before, he wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. So therefore, if you weren't obligated in the original, you're not obligated to make it up. You hear what that's what I'm discussing. So they mentioned different things, and you know, some say that no, once it's pushed off, that's it. Okay, it's only tashlumen, and therefore the Marsham concludes in the first shul, you can be makel. Okay, near the gam lahokel kamelan the kaverak tashlumen. It's only tashlumen. The tishul was pushed off to Sunday is a makeup for Shabbos. The kid wasn't obligated on Shabbos because it wasn't bar mitzvah. He's not obligated on Sunday either. No, he's now bar mitzvah. Very interesting. Davin Ezer concludes not that way. Okay. You know, he suggests that, again, he makes his tali in the Tashlumen. He also mentions, Shabbos could be a day that but the kid wasn't up. I'm sorry, he also obligates the Eino Tashlumen. He also, I'm saying, goes the same way, Eino Tashlumen. The Malkiel brings up with this. Kinoch, other things. Anyway, that's the discussion. So I just wanted to suggest, and others, not my own creative idea, but one second, that may be true of we could say something different about the fast days. Because if we go back to what we said before, maybe when Tisha B'Av, and again, it's in the Achronim, they discuss this, especially the Divrei Malkiel, okay? But maybe it's not Tashlumen. Maybe it's not Tashlumen. When Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we observe it on Sunday, because let's remember, it's Tzom HaChamishi. That, under those circumstances, the fast is on the 10th. It's not a makeup for the 9th. In a year, Chazal knew, they knew that sometimes Tisha B'Av will be on Shabbos, and what, they're not going to knock the fast out altogether. Not such a year. It's going to be observed on the 10th. And that was part, so to speak, of the original institution of the fast of the month of Av, or the fast of the month of Tammuz, that sometimes it'll be on Shabbos. When it's on Shabbos, you observe it on Sunday. So it's not a tashlumen for the previous day, in which case the kid should have to fast. That's the discussion here. Okay, it's not a makeup. It's that year the fast is on the 10th of Av and not on the 9th of Av, and it has all the dinim, right? That's one way to look at it. So and therefore the kid should have to fast because now he's bar mitzvah. It's not a makeup for yesterday, right? And again, has they'll get other dinim as well, but that's the svara. Okay, is it a tashlum or no? That they made that a year like this, they made that the ikar. Okay, and it's not a makeup. You follow the point, but we can suggest. Yeah, that may be true about those three fasts. But if you hold like the Avudram, that Asar B'Teves is Dafka Asar B'Teves, Dafka the 10th, because of Etzem Yom Hazeh, then it really would be a makeup only. Again, it doesn't happen, but then it would be a makeup only because when we say Tisha B'Av, so this particular, again, it's Tom Haravi, it's Tom HaChamisha, whatever day of the month is good. Okay, Tom Gedalia, whatever day of the seventh month is good. Shavuos V'Tammuz, every day of the month of Tammuz is good. It's not a makeup. But Asar B'Teves, maybe you could argue there for sure the kid would not have to fast, for sure. Because Asar B'Teves, it would for sure be Tashlumen. Because it's not, well, you could do it on a different day of the month. No, not Asar B'Teves, not according to Avudram, or like we quoted some of the Knesset, the Eli Rabba quoted some Gonim like that. That's different. You follow? So therefore, this idea can stay in the hopper, so to speak, that maybe that would be a nafkamina. How we treat some Asar B'Teves as being different because of Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Maybe it's true, you know, we don't, it doesn't happen on Shabbos, but if it would, so maybe this would be an interesting distinction in terms of making up. Another interesting distinction is Nogea to tomorrow when it's on a Friday. Do we have to fast the whole day? Or can we break the fast before Shabbos? Usually, you don't come into Shabbos, it's not proper to fast on a Friday. You don't fast on a Friday because, you know, it's covered Shabbos. You're not supposed to come into Shabbos famished. Supposed to come at the Shabbos and enjoy the Shabbos meal. So it's interesting. The Gemara Erev and Mem of Bay says 52 raises the question. Omar Rabba, okay, Kiavina Bay Rav Huna Yibayel. The question was raised. Bar Bar Rav the Yosef Tanis Malay the Shabbat. Not talking about Shabbat Tevet. Someone is fasting on Erev Shabbat. He has Yartzeit or Tanis Chalom, whatever. Or his Yartzeit on Erev Shabbat. So you have to Malay Lashumid. You have to fast. You have to complete the whole day or not. So the whole discussion. Finally, the Gemara concludes on Mem Aleph Mem Bay 53. Darsh Marzucha Yishmei Rav Huna Halacha Misanen Umashlimim. And Rashi says that means Be'er of Shabbos. Okay? You fast the whole day. Tosas, there in Erevin, Mem Aleph and Beis, Vilmas, and Hilchasa, 55, says you want to. You can, but you don't have to. That's some discussion. And the Rashbo over there in 56, it is Rashbo and Erevin, Mem Aleph and Beis, says that Tosas says that quotes the Tosas, Rabbeinu Yitzhak Azokin, the Riazokin, one of the Balei Tosas, he would go ahead to, would eat something on a Asar B'Teves, Shechol Esbar of Shabbos, Gomen Be'ol Yom Lo Rotzel HaHashlim. He didn't want it. He thought it wasn't right. So he would take an egg or something very late in the day, towards the end of the day, but before the end of the day, and he would did not want to have the whole day because he felt it wasn't right in terms of Shabbos. And he quotes a Ravid, the Rashbo does, who says that when it says Mashlim, it means only until Shkia, but not till Tseis. You don't have to fast all the way till it gets dark, only till Shkia. Okay? But you should not fast all the way until And he writes, that's why when Tanis Esther comes on Friday, they eat a little something. And we don't, some people, it's not our problem right now, but some people talk and push Tanis Esther back to Friday, not to Thursday. We do it back to Thursday. But anyway, that's what the Rashbo says. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Hei Alok Hei, 57 writes, Chalas Barav Shabbos, Mitz Anam Barav Shabbos. You do fast on Erev Shabbos. The Magid Mishnah there in 58 quotes this Ravid. So you don't have to fast the whole way through. Okay? So that will be a Nafkamina. Now, what's the problem? It's not right to that because you're going to wait all the way till Tseis after Shkia, then you're fasting a little bit on Shabbos. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Mem Tes Siv Dalad, in 59, in Kibel Alav, we'll finish up, Lisanos Barav Shabbos, Tark Lisanos Ad Tseis HaKochabim. You have to fast until nightfall. Okay? And the Mishabur says whether it's a private fast or, you know, for a Yartzeit or for a Chalom or something, or Asar B'Teves Chalom Barav Shabbos, okay? You should fast to come out, wait to come out of Shul, and you come home, and that's what we do. We're usually not supposed to fast on Shabbos. The position of the Ravid that the Rashbo quotes, the Magen Mishnah quotes, that, and then the Balei Tosfos said they would eat a little something before, after Shkia, because you're not right. It's a lack of covered Shabbos. Generally speaking, Simon Reish Peches, Sifala 61, also Lusanos B'Shabbos. You don't fast on Shabbos, even half a day. Okay? And Bir Alocha discusses whether that's a Deraisa, the Dibre Kabbalah, after all the Pasuk says, I printed the Pasuk in Yishai, Nunches, Yud Gimel, Parasol Shabbos Oneg. Or Pasuk in Bishalach, Shmos Perek Tezvah, Tezayin, Pasuk Chof, hey, right? Ichlu Ayom, eat on Shabbos. What's to eat on Shabbos? That's what the fast on Shabbos. Well, the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, in Perek Chof Tezvah, Shabbos, Mitzvah Chof Tez, he says, The only Isser of eating on Shabbos is fasting on Shabbos, is you fast the whole day. You only fast at night, so it wouldn't be a problem. So then you can fast tonight. So this connection, your Sameach brings up the Avudram and says that that's why it's okay, okay, and the Avudram stays in the game again. He says to our Sameach, says it's okay to fast, most of us I think will tomorrow, unless some of us don't feel well. We're going to fast, you know, until you get home and make Kiddush, okay? Why? Isn't that a lack of covered Shabbos? No, because since, according to Avudram, if it will be Shabbos, you can fast anyways, okay? So maybe a couple, an hour, whatever, half an hour, certainly. Right? In other words, it's Docha Shabbos. So certainly, the culture came from Mashim Erev Shabbos Atinus. Okay? And he said, maybe that's where the Budram got it from, based on the Kiryas Sefer. He didn't mean, because according to our calendar, it never happens anyway. He didn't mean you can fast the whole Shabbos. It doesn't happen. He meant you can fast Friday night, you know, into Shabbos, until you get home, you walk home from shul. You don't have to come to shul with some water or something to break the, I guess, unless you don't feel well. You don't have to come and break your fast right away. It's okay to fast. What do you mean it's a lack of covered Shabbos? No. Asar B'Teves, if it would be on Shabbos Gufa, will be allowed. So certainly, you can be mashlim and complete the fast. I think that's our practice. And again, this is a little bit of a unique feature, and it is somewhat of a unique thing that we fast on Friday, and we passing and fast all the way into Shabbos. Maybe it also has a truth in that Avudram. All of us should have a meaningful fast, and of course, we're going to answer all of our tefillos in a positive way. Good and Shabbos also to all.
Thank you.